Every year, the number one New Year's goal is to lose weight and be healthier. Why? Usually it's because they want to improve their appearance. On the other hand, we see the human population heading into an obese epidemic. Rob Wright, the Director of Health Psychology for BYU-Idaho, led a study to better understand this paradox in a psychological perspective. The research article is published in the Journal of Human Health Research.
This study, I would hope, helps people see that our social norms, that is, what we perceive to be the norm, what we perceive to be beautiful even, does affect the obesity epidemic. It does affect our desires to go on diets, to restrict our food intake, to exercise excessively, perhaps. And I think the worst part about this, Jessica, is when people do these and they fail.
Mm-hmm.
And then they throw up their hands and they say, all is lost. It doesn't matter. That's what the concern is, in my opinion. What this study suggests is that we see our ideal and we try to shoot for it. And when we fail, I did say win because most of us do, then we think all is lost and we just backslide and we don't go back to where we were. We go back to, or we go further.
This conclusion came by studying students in a Psych 111 class over 5 semesters. They were asked in a survey about their body mass index, or BMI, percentages, and about their diets. The survey first asked what they thought their current BMI was, and what they wish it was. Then they computed the students' actual BMI percentage. This number is calculated by factoring in height and weight. In further conclusions, they found the majority of students, almost all, wanted a smaller BMI. For women, most wanted a decrease in weight, and for men, they wanted an increase in height. While weight loss is obtainable and realistic, why is it notable that men desire to be taller?
That's what it kind of feels like to me, where the men are like, I'm okay with the way I am, but if you're asking me what I would like to have happen, I'd like to be a few inches taller, where I feel like with the women, especially with that connection with body image, it's more like, I don't like the way I look and I want it to change. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's a big thing that we need to maybe be aware of and work on, just to have better body image and, you know, feel better about the way that we look.
This is Jennifer Lindsay Perks, who is a visiting faculty member in the psychology department, who also assisted in this study and helped with conclusions. She also told me these desires to look a certain way come from this Barbie doll image we see in the media, movies, and ads. Some very unrealistic, which leads to that sense of failure and critical self-imagery.
Treat your body right, and in a lot of ways, things are just going to work out where you're going to feel better about yourself. And when you start feeling better about yourself, you treat it better, and it's this nice, positive, upward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
We often talk about the downward spiral with depression, right? But I think there's an upward spiral here where you feel good, and that leads you to do good things, and those good things lead you to feel good and even better about yourself. And I think that, Jessica, is the key. Small and simple steps will bring to pass some great things here in terms of our health and how we view ourselves.
Wright hopes we can all keep these perceptions and expectations in context. Be happy, be healthy, and don't get too overwhelmed with your New Year's resolutions. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Jessica Morgenthaler.